Good Erev Shabbos, everyone. It is great to be back together as we turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, not Stam Friday. We're counting down and counting up, just like we are in the Omer to standing at Sinai together. We are counting up and counting down to standing in Shabbos together. Friday is not Friday. It is Erev Shabbos, when we prepare, when we're mindful, when we count up and down, and when we get ready. I want to thank our generous sponsors for the Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos for the year. Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, Eschus V'chai Rivka Bas Tzipora Fredel, and in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Ben Aryeh, David Aryeh. Also, Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is sponsored by Joshua Gold for a healthy and speedy recovery of Velvo Zev Ben Chaya Golda, who's recovering from a surgery, should have a refuah shlema, speedy, painless, and a full recovery. Our Parsha this week talks about the observance of Shabbos. But whether you're listening to this Parsha's Kedoshim or you're listening at some other point, the message endures and is relevant nonetheless. Our Parsha tells us, "Es Shabbosai tishmoru, u'mikdashi tira'u," observe my Shabbos and have awe and reverence for my Mikdash. Shabbos and Mikdash go together. We've seen this many, many times in the Torah. They go together because what Mikdash is for space, Shabbos is for time. We have a sanctuary in space and we have a sanctuary in time. Shabbos is that sanctuary we immerse ourselves in. It is that place of refuge. What the Beis HaMikdash, what today the Mikdash Ma'at, the Shul, which is the Jewish embassy. Whatever chaos is going on in the world around us, the peace and the serenity and the spirituality, the safety of going to shul. It is the spiritual embassy of the Jewish people. Wherever you are, you go into shul. So what shul does for space and protecting or insulating us from the world, a place of refuge, a destination, an embassy, Shabbos is for time. Whatever is going on in our time the rest of the week, however many pressures and obligations and responsibilities, however long our to-do list, Shabbos comes and it liberates us. Shabbos comes and it frees us. We immerse ourselves in the time of Shabbos, just like we immerse ourselves in the space of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, I mistranslated the pasuk. It says, "Es Shabbosai tishmoru," and I said, "Observe my Shabbos," but that's not what it says. The word is not Shabbosai tishmoru. It doesn't say, "Observe my Shabbos." It says, "Observe my Shabboses." There is more than one Shabbos. We've shared this idea many, many times. Some say the two Shabboses. Gemara tells us that Ilmala, if the Jewish people would only observe two Shabboses, Miyad Nigalan, we would immediately be redeemed. Some say it's Shabbos Chazon and Shabbos Nachamu. Other Shabboses of the year are chosen and picked. Maybe it just means in succession, two Shabboses. But the insight that means the most to me is the idea of Shabbos Osai Tishmor, the Ksava Kabbalah, of Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg, who says Shabbos Osai, the plural, every single Shabbos, there are two Shabboses. There are the list of what we can't do, the don't, the passive, and then there is the active. There is what we refrain from and abstain from. There is the honoring of Shabbos by not doing creative labor. That's one Shabbos we keep. But then there's the Kiddush and the Zmiris and the Dvar Torah and the singing. There's the learning and the reading and the shluffing. There's the extended time in davening without running or rushing. That is the second. So it's not talking about two separate Shabboses, but with every one single Shabbos, there are two Shabbos. But I want to share with you briefly, because that's all the time that we have on Erev Shabbos, in order to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, I want to share an insight of the great, the Heilige Slonim Rebbe, who tells us the notion of the two Shabboses based on the Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Achronos. There were the original tablets of Parshas Yisro, where we're given Shabbos in the context of Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis. It commemorates creation. God created 6 days and then he rested, he was at peace, and we control and create and manipulate the world for 6 days, and then we are at peace. And that is one of the themes in our Kiddush, in our davening, one of the themes that permeates Shabbos. But there's a second theme of Shabbos, and that is from Parshas Va'eschan in the second set of Dibros, the Shabbososai, the second type of Shabbos, and that is the Shabbos of Zecher Liyitzias Mitzrayim. There is the Shabbos of Bereishis, there's the Shabbos of creation and creativity and creative labor, and there's the Shabbos of liberation, emancipation, freedom, the Shabbos of Mitzrayim. What does that mean? So listen to what the Slonim Rebbe, we can't do it justice in our few minutes together, but we'll read a few of the sentences nonetheless. Yesh beis bechinos hashayeches l'chol echad l'chol yachid. Habechina gavosh ha-shabbos zikaron l'masa bereshis. The highest level is the first Dibros, and that is we're commemorating creation. Shehudi mischadesh b'shabbos l'gamrei. Shabbos comes and we can renew ourselves entirely. It is a weekly opportunity and invitation to redefine ourselves, to reinvent ourselves. Who we were this last week, how we were thought of, the actions, the impact, the impression, the footprint we left, we're responsible, we're accountable, we have to learn from it. But Shabbos comes, Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis, and we can recreate ourselves. We can reinvent ourselves. A Briya Chadasha, We're new. Just because last week was a bad week, just because I flew off the handle or was impatient with my spouse or children, I looked at things I shouldn't have looked at or said things I shouldn't have said or went places I shouldn't have gone to. I skipped davening, came late to davening, talked through davening. I didn't go to a chavrusa, didn't learn Torah, chose to listen to something instead of a dvar Torah. Just because last week I had a bad week doesn't mean that defines me. That's not the new me. That doesn't limit me. Every Shabbos comes with an invitation. Reinvent yourself. Rediscover yourself. Start again. Dream and dream big and determine who you want to be and how you want to be thought of and the legacy that you want to leave. Time is not just linear. Time is not just momentum moving along on a timeline out of control, going at supersonic speed. But rather, time goes till the end of 1 week, and the world needs to be renewed. The Archayim HaKadosh says this in Parshas Bereishis. On the Pasuk, Kivo Shavas, on that Pasuk, Kodesh Baruch Hu Baras HaOlam L'Skayim Shisha Yamim Bavad. The original contract of the world that God gave was 6 days. The whole contract, the whole world was given for 6 days. And what happens at the end of the 6 days? The contract expires. It's over. The world is not meant to continue unless He wills it. Unless He decides it's worth it. And so each week, the Bria, you can't necessarily measure this in science, although I'm sure someone can discover a way, but each week, the Bria, the nature, the science around us, is meant to only exist another week, at least metaphysically, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God intervenes and says, your contract's not up, it's not over, you're not done after 6 days, another week, and another week, and another week, which means Shabbos is about renewal, and Shabbos is about reinventing, and Shabbos is about rediscovery, Shabbos is about Chodesh, Chiddush of newness. And through Shabbos, by tapping into Shabbos, by elevating from Shabbos, by resting on Shabbos, by escaping the world and experiencing Shabbos, we can become a Bria Chadasha. We can become a new entity. And that's why Chazal tell us that even if you worshipped idols, like the worst pagans, you were the most egregious idol worshipper. But if you observe Shabbos, you're all forgiven. Is that simple? A whole week, like I do, a week long, I could do all the wrong things. The whole week long, I could neglect and abandon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty and His will. And just Shabbos comes, and I make Kiddush, I light candles, I keep Shabbos, and that's it? This is the new skula. Forget a key in the challah. Forget Pitta Maktaros from a klaf. Forget all the skulas that are out there. How about just keep Shabbos? Because the Gemara says, whatever you've done wrong or wherever you're worthy of a poor response, just keep Shabbos. And if you keep Shabbos, you're forgiven for everything. How does that work? Says the Hilgas Lanamar Rebbe. You know how it works? It works because Shabbos is Chiddush. Who you are on Shabbos and for the next week is not who you were last week. Now, if you hurt someone or injured or harmed someone, you have to apologize. You have to take responsibility and accountability. You have to earn forgiveness. We're not suggesting that you get a major pardon every week in the interpersonal relationships we have with others. However, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, created a world that in our relationship with Him, we have the opportunity to reinvent ourselves. So much so that even if you worshipped, if you intensely worshipped, you're a Rasha Merusha, you intensely worshipped an idol, a pagan, however, you were determined that you experienced Shabbos, you immersed yourself in Shabbos, you found and discovered Shabbos, and you decided to reinvent yourself, then you're forgiven for everything. Habiruhu ki Shabbos nepach yehudi l'adam chadosh l'gamrei. We're brand new. We're brand new. That's what the Rambam writes about the Baal Tshuva, Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam writes, Ki acher hu ve'ein hazeh shechata. He's a new person. This is not the same person who made that mistake. So that is one aspect of Shabbos. But we said, Shabbosai tishmaru. There are two Shabboses within every Shabbos. So there is the Shabbos of Bereishis, renewal, rediscovery, reinventing ourselves. But there's also the Bechina Hashniya Shal Zeich L'Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's the second component of Shabbos, which is commemorating Yitzias Mitzrayim. Even when a Jew can't climb and he's unable to reinvent and rediscover and redefine himself, there's a madrega of the Luchos Shnios. We once before felt we were slaves. We once before felt that we were constricted and limited. We once before felt that there was nowhere to go. And what did Hashem do? He took us out. He intervened. He performed miracles. He opened a path and we walked right across that sea. He created opening where we thought it was closed and shut for good. So every Shabbos comes and no matter the week that we had, no matter how many doors closed in our face, no matter how many struggles, no matter how many things we confronted, no matter how many disappointments or failures, don't be down on yourself and don't have low self-esteem and don't feel that Hashem doesn't care. Tap into Shabbos. escape into Shabbos, sing and learn and rest and read, and let Shabbos be what elevates you. It's Me'ein Olam Haba. This world is a place of disappointment. This world is a place that doors get shut. But Olam Haba is a place that we see Hashem and we feel His presence and we're elevated by a relationship with the Divine. And one day a week, 1/7 of our lives, we can escape from the here and now with its challenges and its conflict and its crises and its catastrophes and its disappointments, and we can tap into Me'ein Olam Haba through Yetzias Mitzrayim. Some of us are in a personal galus. Some of us experience news or circumstances which create a galus. They create an exile and a sadness, and they make us feel down and out, and we become helpless and hopeless. So the other theme of Shabbos, if you're not ready to reinvent, the other theme of Shabbos is Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. At least set yourself free. At least experience redemption and freedom, and realize that Shabbos provides that. So, Chevra, Shabbos Sosai Tishmaru. I know I miss the music too. It's Sfira. I wish we had music. I miss it too. As Shabbos Sosai Tishmaru, in every week and every Shabbos, there are two Shabboses that we observe. There's the Shabbos of Bracious and the Shabbos of Mitzrayim. There's the Shabbos with the invitation to rediscover and reinvent, and there's the Shabbos with the opportunity to experience a redemption and go out of exile. Let's tap into both. Shabbos Sosai Tishmaru. Let's experience both themes and together have a happy, a healthy, and a holy Shabbos. Until next time.